This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It is a solvent. It is a lubricant. It will make your weapon more combat effective because it'll be ready to go at a moment's notice. It stays with you. Check them out at froglube.com. Those on the left, that, you know, back in the 60s, that was their free speech heyday. They were at the head of that one, and they've done a big 180 since those days. What used to be anything goes and protecting the First Amendment right to say controversial things has morphed into a, well, they're trying to make a map, a very treacherous map, what you can and can't say. Universities, which was the, you know, this was where you went. This was the bastion of free speech. They've become the most hostile areas on the planet. If you don't agree with the left, even if you are on the left, then you can be savagely targeted, yanked around, beat half to death. You could lose your job, your career, your reputation over just one social media post. Not to mention being bombarded with the vitriolic, threatening emails. I'm going to tell you what I think about all of this social media nonsense in just a minute. The left-wing comedians now avoid performing comedy routines on university campuses. Conservative speakers just violently stopped from speaking engagements there. Conservatives now walk on eggshells throughout society, just one tweet away from having their lives destroyed. Apparently, I'm just not well enough known to worry about that. The rise of social media has made it easy for the left to monitor everyone on the right. Now, some very successful conservative pundits, as well as anonymous social media accounts, get away with tweeting politically incorrect statements. Others feel a false sense and comfort in engaging similarly, sometimes merely retweeting the remarks. But the reality is, for most of us, something you post could end up on the front page of the newspaper the next day. When you get on the internet, you don't have any private comfort from home. Now, the left used to accuse the right of being authoritarian and judgmental. And there was, you know, there were laws against abortion and drug use and frowning upon sexual promiscuity. Not anymore. I mean, 50 years later, the right has been proven right in those arenas, which were never anywhere near the level of an authoritarian society, but merely common sense. Ever-advancing technology confirms a baby is terminated during an abortion. It is not some mindless clump of tissue. The emotional strife abortions leave with mothers and fathers, which is so often devastating, haunts them. Haunts them. For the rest of their lives. Drug use is not a victimless crime. It causes all kinds of harm to the abuser, including increasing their likelihood of becoming a burden on society. Sexual promiscuity is also not victimless, leading to broken families, unwanted pregnancies, and STDs. Less church left frequently takes one verse out of the New Testament and shakes it at the right. Judge not, lest ye be judged. That wasn't an excuse card, though. Jesus was not writing himself an excuse card back in those days. No. He further explained the next verse, which liberals leave out, for in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Out of one side of their mouths, the left shuts down opposing viewpoints with Matthew 7:1. Only the left is allowed to be the final arbiter of what constitutes judgmentalism. And that's easy, because it's anything that comes from the right. So, out of the other side of the mouths, the left judges like crazy, and the punishments are quite harsh. Tweet something critical of radical Islam? Well, you might lose your position with ESPN. Don't agree with Christian businesses servicing same-sex weddings? You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, lose your business and your savings. In the most telling scenario, anonymously tweet criticism of the left's authoritarian ways. They'll track you down at your university professorship, and you will lose your job. They keep coming up with more and more ways to implement the judgmentalism against the normal people. It began with political correctness around the end of the 1990s with words like sexism and racism and prejudice bandied about. It expanded into code words like diversity and multiculturalism and tolerance and social justice. And recently it started exploding into many more words like safe spaces and trigger warnings, snowflakes and anti-discrimination and Black Lives Matter. And there's been a splintering of the language, preferring certain phrases while censoring others. Climate change instead of man-made global warming. Peaceful migrants instead of illegal immigrants or aliens. Lone gunmen instead of Islamic terrorists. And anti-abortion instead of pro-life. These Orwellian word changes have been encoded in media through the left-leaning AP. Disagree with any of the values that go along with these code words and expect the wrath of judgment to come down upon you. They have become the modern-day equivalent of the Pharisees from biblical times, pretending to act morally righteous while brutally serving their own version of morality on everyone who disagrees. There seems to be no in sight as how far their purges will go. I personally like to watch them eat themselves. Now, let me explain something to you. I pay no attention for the most part. I will engage trolls because trolls are funny. They're just funny. So funny. I will engage the trolls, and I do my very level best to get them to pull their hair out. Beyond that, I take nothing they say seriously. I'm not concerned with it. With what I do, with Genesis, anything that makes me bigger makes Genesis bigger by my little bit of contribution to it. As long as I'm not violating the FCC and not making them look bad, they're good with it. And with some of the people that are in the stable that I come out of, you can see that I don't have too much to worry about. So I don't care about what they may come at me for or about or anything else. All of this stuff about the internet and social media, really? I mean, this wasn't even a thing 20 years ago. This wasn't a thing. Nobody worried about who's your mobile provider or, you know, what kind of phone do you have or none of that stuff. Nobody cared about that at all. So, the left controls a lot of the fake stream media. They control a lot of education. And this is one reason that, I mean, anytime you see them getting up so vociferously against somebody like a Betsy DeVos, there's a reason for that. That's why you want to have her confirmed, so that she can put the seeds in place. And she'll deal with everything that goes along. She seems to be handling it. I haven't heard anything bad or anything out of it. So the left, they're going further and further, farther, harder left. They're going to outdo, pretty soon they're going to come around full circle, and then they'll be looking around and they'll actually be liberal again. But I don't actually expect that. They want to go full on communist. It's quite apparent with that. And they're completely, I mean, just the way they use language is completely stupid. It's crazy. It's the craziest thing. Do not give in to the fear of what they have to say, because that's all they've got is words. And we have something else.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, yeah, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. You know, when you look at the recently, when Trump had a, he did a speech and they had some old Democratic governor who's no longer governor anymore. Nobody knew who he was. And he was the rebuttal. The bench. When you looked at who was running for president on the Democratic side, they were all, I mean, the youngest guy was Martin O'Malley. There was no wow factor there. Politics, if you can find the right person, is a youth movement, if you can find the right articulation coming from them. And now there's a pulse-pounding sense of excitement that's sweeping the nation in the wake of the sudden rise to media prominence of super woke every woman, Chelsea Clinton. I can feel that pulse-pounding sense of excitement. Then again, I'm a conservative Republican. And I am totally on board with the Democrats making Chelsea the face of their party. Make her the face of your party, please. Now, to be clear, okay, and this is just my assessment, all right? She is not an embodiment of malignant evil, as is her harpy mom. I'm aware of some great acts of kindness she's personally performed. She does not appear to be morally bankrupt like her parents. I don't blame her for supporting her mother or Bill, but Chelsea is a doctrinaire limo liberal, and she is utterly clueless about her privilege. She's one of the rare class where the use of that term is neither teeth-gratingly stupid or a lie designed to seize unearned moral authority. And she buys into the moral vacuum that its progressivism's received wisdom from going all in on the global warming scam to seeing all of the social justice warrior isms and phobias behind every opponent's views to embracing the Planned Parenthood baby-killing racket. Now, she should be left to live her life in peace, without harassment. But then again, so should we, which means Chelsea must never hold anything like a position of power. But you can see the push to make her a thing. Someone's clearly hired a PR professional to inflate this little obnoxious trial balloon. She gets a non-story story in the Hill nearly every day, like Chelsea Clinton fuels speculation of a political run. And now she's tweeting all sorts of mind-numbing cliches, like inspired by these kids and their fierce determination to combat climate change, hashtag climate change, hashtag it's your world, or clearly the congressman does not view all of our children as well as all of our children. Evidently, we need leaders in the future who don't understand the meaning of the words our or ironic. What we have here is this pampered princess whose history of wearing a uniform consists solely of attending a Tony private school so she wouldn't have to associate with the poor minority kids in the D.C. public schools, tweeted, "National service should not be a partisan issue. Ending programs that empower young people to positively impact in communities is simply wrong." And she forgot to add the hashtag hypocrisy. But to some Democrats now, primarily those named Clinton, the idea of anointing Chelsea the heir to the Oval Office has a certain kind of logic. Well, a certain kind of Chardonnay-swilling, Volvo-driving, liberal leftist logic, if you will. First, Chelsea's an achiever. She's had two kids, and nobody's ever done that before, ever. After a worldwide search and intense competition with hundreds of other candidates, she was named vice chair at the Clinton Foundation, where she works several times a week. Only some kind of superwoman could supervise all those nannies and other servants while working several times a week. And she is also an adjunct professor at Columbia University, where she teaches a global health governance class. No doubt drawing upon her extensive experience in governing health globally. And she held down a $600,000 gig as a special correspondent with NBC News. Among her triumphs was a bombshell expose. She interviewed the Geico gecko, asking the little creature, "Now, gecko, do people recognize you on the street? Is there a downside to all of this fame?" On the upside, she didn't pull a Brian Williams and talk about that time she was in the stuff in Nam or being sniped at in Bosnia. Her main achievement apparently seems to be being born of Hillary Clinton and, according to rumor, Bill Clinton. And that, after all, is something. So let's get down to this whole idea of dynastic succession. Look at the track record of greatness of the Kennedy brothers and the Kennedy kids. Now, John, Captain PT-109. And then there was Cuba and Camelot. Plus, JFK paid a lot of attention to the needs of women, often two at a time. His brothers were achievers, too. Robert Bug Martin Luther King, according to CNN, through the new rules that apparently when a media outlet's reporting of wiretapping by a Democrat becomes inconvenient, it can be disregarded. So then Bobby's big achievement must not be wiretapping Martin Luther King. Teddy invented the waitress sandwich on the plus side, at least on that occasion that nobody drowned. And the subsequent kooky kids of the Kennedy clan have all been awesome successes with only a few resulting fatalities. All hail the American royalty. And if you need more convincing of why we should welcome the entry of the children of politicians into politics, there's Jeb. Chelsea's so easy to identify with. She really connects with regular people. She recently semi-coherently tweeted, "I'd like to thank whomever discovered toothpaste. Removes crayon drawing from a wall. Thank you." It's her maids who should have been thankful. It's not to say that she hasn't faced challenges. She's had to face many things over time, like the time Lupita was sick and couldn't come to take care of the babies and all those occasions where she was mistaken for Sarah Jessica Parker. Who hasn't been there? So, I look forward to the coronation. I am looking forward to it. Long may she live, Chelsea Clinton. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is, I saw somebody the other day, I saw a hater that was out there. But let me ask you a question. Why is it that so many people nowadays have just got to be right? And it's all, I never saw that before the age of the internet. The internet is a great tool, but there's some people that just take it and they're just angry all the time. I don't get that. Anyway, I saw somebody's out there saying that I would rather use anything but Frog Lube. Okay. There's plenty of other choices out there. The reason I use Frog Lube is because of everything that you complained about. He was talking about how when you cake it on there, it gets all, it looks almost like a cheesy spread, if you will, a paste. Well, yeah, it does. That's how it stays where it's at. Then when you pull the trigger, the first time it goes and runs that cycle, like on a slide or on a bolt carrier group, it is liquid and it is smooth and it is going and it's not slowing you down. It's just staying in place. I just wonder how many people actually take. I mean, Larry Lasky does all kinds of seminars all the time about how to apply this stuff. All the time. And, I just don't think most people take the time that you know, if there's a little bit of a learning curve of how to use it, that's fine. I have learned how to use it, and that's why I use it, because of the results I get. Or check them out, froglube.com. Now then, concealed carry. All right. When you are concealed carrying a weapon, unless you are carrying it in some method like these pants I've been trying out, that you're actually carrying in an integrated holster that's built into the pants, you're very likely going to be sweeping aside some garment either up and out of the way or past it to get to your weapon. That is a very important step to take. Now, what is routinely seen at the range indicates it is widely under practice. But that's for a very understandable reason. Unless you are incredibly disciplined and get in enough reps to become truly proficient, that is one of the least fun things you can do. Especially at the beginning, because it feels slow, because it's slow and hardly comports with a rewarding sense of conscious competence. To say nothing of the unconscious competence that should be our actual goal. The comparatively high stakes in a responsibly lived carry life don't make it any easier, and buckling down is the only solution. Now, there is a silver lining. Once you have a carry method and corresponding gear selected, you'll just have to practice more. But in terms of that clearing of the garment, we aren't really done. Because garments change, don't they? Sometimes lots of guys run around nowadays wearing T-shirts. Lots of guys run around nowadays carrying T-shirts with appendix carry, which is very fast to get to that. For those that are in the right condition, which means that from your chest down is a straight line, that is not a bad way to carry, although I honestly wonder how you guys sit down, like in a car or at a chair. Now, there's two methods that apply to strong side carry. There's either grasping or sweeping. Either method is a good one with practice. Warmer weather and covered garments that don't open at the front add, you know, they add some complexities, but practice, again, is the key. Though it is far less common, what happens on the weak side is of consequence. Then we're talking about, of course, the cross draw. It feels slow because it is slow. Remember that. Cross draw is something I've never done it. I've never done cross draw, ever. Except with a shoulder holster, and then even then, I'm told that I don't do it right because I don't when I'm popping it out, I'm sort of twisting really quick and trying to punch out. Apparently, I need to be dropping the muzzle down and then punching it out. Cross draw is also out of favor. Most people don't like cross draw that much. Although with appendix carry, you could do it just as easily as you could the other way, right? But anyway, we're not going to debate the pluses and the minuses right now. The former are generally understated and the latter are overstated. But as to the clearing part, we can then say hot diggity compared to virtually every other carry method except open carry with essentially no clearing at all. Cross draw is the proverbial piece of cake because your hand, as it's going across, can just reach under. You don't have to clear anything because you're just going in the right direction. That is the right direction to be going in that technique. By comparison, strong side is not. More of the drawing motion is up, down, and back front, with the only important exception being appendix again. And the last case is the least problematic because it's closest to the center line of the body. It demands the shortest, most controlled reach. Cross jaw is the largest reach and thereby the most prone to variations. It can cause problems if the garment is not cleared. The clear itself, however, is an easy variation on the grasp. The only trap we'd alert you to is the tendency to clear too high on the cover garment. Don't grasp the center seam at mid-chest as a comfortable roughly 90-degree default elbow bend suggests. Go down lower. Go down to the waist for gentlemen and lower still for ladies. Both your clothing and your physiques would commend this. Rationale for the lower intercept of the vertical seam is the same. Leverage. You want leverage. When you're drawing your weapon and you're pulling your clothing out of the way, that weapon doesn't need to be getting tangled up. You've got to bring it out and stick it out into the fight. Another advantage of the cross draw is the firearm gets clear of such chances for entanglement well sooner than the strong grasp technique, while the clearing hand must abandon the garment to get the gun. Cross draw is not something I'm trying to preach or just say, look what I've discovered. I'm just saying that this is something that if it were actually cultivated and they actually made a decent holster to work with this would be something I would consider. If I were in the right shape, I would be doing appendix carry, but I'm not in the right shape. So women that purse carry, I mean, the cross draw is a natural sweeping motion for you as well. For those of you, if you're practicing really good trigger discipline, when somebody gets out there and says, hey, you muzzled me, just look at him and say, well, I was in a gunfight. Things were getting mighty, mighty tense up in here. So, you know, something just to think about. I never talk about getting the garment out of the way. I've never done it. I just decided I would do it tonight. So there you have it. Think about it. Shirt. Whatever shirt you're wearing, coat. I mean, we're about to head into springtime, unless you're in the upstate where we can have all four seasons in a week. But pretty soon it's just going to be T-shirts and polos. We'll be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed, it does. All right, let me, coming in Atlanta, I'll be, those of you that may be going to the NRA show, I'm going to be hanging out with my chum, Ava. Ava Korzenuski. She and I are going to hang out. We're going to get in trouble, probably. But we're going to hang out, and we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. And you are all welcome to come and join us doing it, but don't get too close. Now then, for those of you who are thinking about getting a carry gun, I often get asked, Bill, what is the best gun for me to carry? And then I go to like a concealed carry class. I don't go to those very often, but occasionally I will get drafted into being a range safety officer. And I'll look there, and everybody there they've listened to the gun shop people who've said, this is the best carry gun. And you can sometimes tell when they went shopping together because they all have the same gun. I've seen a lot of ladies are either sold, they're told that you guys need a five-shot Snubby 38 Special or a 380 semi-automatic. And then you get it in your diminutive hand and you find out that that gun is still small despite your diminutive hand. And then you go and you try to fire. And I have literally seen women with one of those Smith & Wesson 642s bust their hand open because of that little rise that comes up at the back of the pistol right below where the hammer comes down. Bust that hand open. And once you start in South Carolina, once you start in the qualification part of it, you got to go all the way through with your gun. So they bust it open, they just bleed. Or the smaller gun, the 380 semi-auto. That has a place, okay, but it's, you know, it's, I'll never carry one. Let's put it that way. The smallest thing I carry is either a Glock 26 or a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. I will see you in Atlanta, Ava. Bring your dad with you, too, could you? Anyway, that's the smallest thing I will carry. Now, the itty-bitty guns that are out there today, they, like I said, they have a place, but I mean, if you're out there and you're looking at something, instead of looking at the Glock 42 versus the M&P Bodyguard, look at the M&P Shield versus the Glock 43. Or maybe even a, you know, if you're a 1911 fan, get an Ultra CDP1 by Kimber. And I don't even like Kimber. But there are some guns out there, like the FNS. They make a very small compact gun. I've been thinking about trying one of these. Now, my criteria for a gun, for a polymer wonder gun, has changed because Glocks. Now, with the agency pistol, the way they do the trigger, that makes, and plus they bevel the inside of the trigger well out, or the trigger guard out, excuse me. The flat trigger with the beveled out trigger guard makes the trigger guard bigger, which means I can use a pair of gloves on this. Which I want to be able to use a pair of gloves because I get chilly sometimes, and I'm tired of being chilly. I'm older, and I'm going to have what I want. So with the guns that are out there today, see, the problem with most guns that are out there today is they're not Glocks, so therefore agency doesn't do anything to them. So I got to start with something with a fairly big trigger guard to begin with. FN has a fairly big trigger guard. SIG P320 has a fairly big trigger guard. Even the M&P 2.0, which I haven't tried yet, has a fairly big trigger guard, but the M&P Shield does as well. The other thing about a carry gun that's actually enough gun. Now, you can definitely have too much gun, but you just need enough gun. You need to have some sort of power in the gun because, first of all, you're using a handgun in a desperate situation, which is horrible. It's horrible. It's a horrible way to go. But each shot, in theory, that you're firing one of these things is more effective because it's fight ending if you're using the right one, if you're using the right ammo. With 9mm, you can get plus P ammo. With 38 Special, you can get plus P ammo. You can have it with higher pressures. But when you run one of those, then you all of a sudden you've taken that lighter shooting gun and it's become a little heavier shooting. But there's no way to make a 45 ACP run as softly as your carefully chosen 380 ACP. But then again, nobody's, you know, I'm more interested in ending the fight than I am in, oh, I don't even have this gun on me. Ooh, it's like I'm not wearing nothing. So the smallest 45, of course, Smith & Wesson has come out with the M&P Shield in 45. I'm going to be trying one of those here shortly, and I'm trying to talk Jason at Upstate Armory Group into maybe letting me give this one away. So, but when you're going to a smaller gun with a bigger caliber, right, when you're going to a little small 45 ACP, that soft shooting gun that is the Nighthawk, when you get into a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, well, it becomes a little more of a thump. I'm being asked about the Canik TP9 Ultra. The Canik TP9 Ultra, from what I've seen, I've never shot them, but I know a lot of people who have, and supposedly this is an outstanding value in a gun because they don't cost that much. I haven't heard of any horror stories out there about the guns going bad on you. I haven't heard about any drop safety issues. Does anybody remember Caracal? The Wonder Gun. Everybody's like, this is the best gun ever. And then they found out that if you even looked at it wrong, it would accidentally fire. Recently, Walther's had to do a recall because one of their guns is no longer drop safe. So Canik, I think, is a very good gun. It's a very good value. It's just that, you know, if people are going to offer me guns like this one, I just got to run it. Ava, that's all there is to it. But the Canik TP9 Ultra, I think I know which one you're talking about. I think all the Canik family is fine. I may end up trying one of those myself. I also want to try a, gosh, I can't remember the name of it now. Steyr. I want to try a Steyr M9 because that's a really interesting looking gun. And it has the angle, but the trigger angle, and it's got the big trigger guard. So having enough gun goes a long way. It's got to feel right. You got to be able to punch that out. You got to be able to look at it. If you're doing like me and you're starting to experiment with RMRs and everything else, you've got to be concerned about, will it fit in the holster with the RMR? You've got to be concerned about, will it, you know, can I draw it with the RMR? Is it going to get caught up in my clothing with the RMR? All that other stuff. So, and I don't like a bunch of controls on the gun. Like, for example, the Canic. You can get one with a safety or without one. Smith & Wesson, you can get them, some of them with safeties and without them. I'd be surprised if you can't get the SIG P320 with a safety if you want one. I don't know why you would want one, but, you know, that's all beside the point. Lots of these guns that are out there today are good, but it's not just that they're good in and of themselves. You've got to get the gun that is going to cover the needs of power, feel, carry capability, all that other stuff. Then you got to train with it. Then you got to go back to what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about sweeping the Garmin out of the way. I am going to be trying to figure out how to do cross draw, though. I'm very interested in trying that just because of how natural it is. It is the natural way to go. As we get ready to run out of time, if you're listening to the podcast, go down there and enter to win the Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. I want the Ninja to win it. I do. Go get in on that. I'll put the, you know, I'm putting the link up wherever I can. We'll be back at this in about 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.